When he looked into the viewfinder again, he had a clear, bright view of not much. A disappearing amphibious thing that might have been a fabulous land-locked sea monster, or just a fishy version of the Cardiff Giant sitting on a concealed block of dry ice. On the tape, one can see the pink tangle that served as the amphibian's head quite clearly for perhaps 10 seconds, and a number of rapidly liquefying red lumps strewn along its length. One can see what appears to be filthy sea foam sweating out of the thing's tail and running across the concrete in a sluggish rill. Then the creature that convulsed its bulk out of the roadmaster's trunk is mostly gone. No more than a shadow in the mist. The car itself is hardly there. Even in the mist, however, the open trunk is visible, and it looks like a gaping mouth. Come closer, all good little children. Come closer. See the living crocodile. George stepped away, gagging and shaking his head. Sandy thought again of Curtis, who for a change had left as soon as his shift was over. He and Michelle had big plans. Dinner at the Cracked Platter in Harrison, followed by a movie. The meal would be over by now and they'd be at the show. Which one? There were three within striking distance. If there had been kids instead of just a maybe baby, Sandy could have called the house and asked the sitter. But would he have made that call? Maybe not. Probably not, in fact. Kurt had begun to settle a bit over the last 18 months or so, and Sandy hoped that settling would continue. He had heard Tony say on more than one occasion that when it came to the PSP, or any law enforcement agency worth its salt, one could best assess a man's worth by the truthful answer to a single question. How are things at home? It wasn't just that the job was dangerous. It was also a crazy job, full of opportunities to see people at their absolute worst. To do it well over a long period of time, to do it fairly, a cop needed an anchor. Kurt had Michelle. And now he had the baby, maybe. It would be better if he didn't go bolting off to the barracks unless he absolutely had to, especially when he had to lie about the reason. A wife could swallow only so many rabid foxtails and unexpected changes in the duty roster. He'd be angry that he hadn't been called. Angrier still when he saw the bitched-up videotape. But Sandy would deal with that. He'd have to. And Tony would be back. Tony would help him deal with it.